Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello, and welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, where we're on a mission to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years. And I want you to be one of the 1,000. So make sure that you listen, tune in to each and every episode, subscribe, and be a part of our mission. So today I want to talk about the 5-step profit planning guide for online business. And basically, I want to walk you through how to evaluate, plan, and grow your blog, your platform, or your online business. It's a simple exercise I walk through at the end of every year, and it helps me to be able to evaluate what's working, maybe what's not working. And so let's walk through this together. So many of us we're hustling, we're bootstrapping our business, and I get it. I know you're busy, but even if you are making part-time income, you should stop and evaluate how you're doing. So today, the exercise that I want to walk through is a 5-step review and planning process. And actually, I have a worksheet, an actual spreadsheet that I use that I'm going to give to you. You can get a copy of your own and save this in Google Drive and hold on to it. You can get it by going to bloggingyourpassion.com/131. Just use the numbers, 131. Again, it's bloggingyourpassion.com/131. So I'm going to walk you through this exercise, and specifically, here's how this exercise is going to help you. You're going to be able to see the areas in your business that bring in the most revenue. You'll be able to identify kind of the real potential areas in your business that maybe you've neglected. And you're going to understand what income streams are the best use of your time moving forward. Now listen, I know even if you say, Jonathan, I've only made $100 this past year or haven't made anything yet, this is still a great exercise to be planning out potential ways to earn money with your blog or with your online business. So let's walk through the steps. Step one, write down your revenue streams. So literally, I want you to write down what are the different ways people can actually pay you money. And maybe this will be a huge insight for you of, oh yeah, that's probably why I'm not making money, because I haven't launched something yet. I haven't put something out there. But I want you to write down all the different revenue streams in your business from the past 12 months. Now, while the end of the year is ideal to do this exercise, the truth is you can do this anytime throughout the year. But I would say go back at least 12 months as preferred to collect data. So once you've kind of collected the data, we're going to go to step two. We're going to break down the percentages. Now, once you write down all the different ways you've generated revenue in your business, add up the total revenue earned. So for the purposes of this exercise, we're not concerned about expenses. So leave off any expenses that you've had in your business. We're just looking at income earned or revenue earned. So what you want to do is you want to divide each income category with the total revenue in order to get a percentage. So for example, let's say that I earned $100,000 for the year, to keep the number simple, and my online course generated $49,000. Then my course produced 49% of my total revenue. And you want to do this with each and every income stream, all right? So it all is going to total up to 100%, obviously. All right, step three, evaluate the potential areas. Now, this is exciting. This is where things begin to get really cool. Once you run through this exercise, you're immediately going to begin to see the areas of potential. I know I did. I've done this for 2 years now, moving into my third year doing this. And for example, maybe one of your income streams represents 32% of your business, but you've just introduced that income stream in the past 30 days. I mean, think about the enormous potential that you might have. Or on the other side, perhaps you see an income stream that is only 5%, but it's got real potential. And maybe you forgot about it, or you just haven't fully tapped into the potential that that revenue stream has the potential that to increase the income into your business. So the question that you want to ask here is this: which of these income streams has potential to grow this next year with a little bit of attention? Let me say that again. Which of these income streams, and maybe it's an income stream you haven't launched yet, but you've been thinking about, but which of these income streams has potential to grow this next year with a little bit of attention? You know, the first time I did this exercise, I realized I went an entire year without promoting one of my courses. It was my Kindle Your Passion course. It's a course that helps people publish their book. Now, obviously, it's not the only course that I have, but I realized, I smacked myself in the head and realized I didn't promote this course one time. And you might have assets, or you might have coaching, or maybe you wrote a book and you just haven't talked about it in a while. That's what this exercise is going to reveal for you. Okay, step four. Now, this is where it begins to get fun. Step four is to estimate the revenue targets for the next 12 months. So obviously, much of this is guessing. So you can call it guesstimate if you want. But you want to do your best to estimate the revenue that you could earn in the next 12 months. So let's use an example. Let's say you wanted to introduce coaching into your business. And in the last 30 days, and you, let's say you earned $1,000 your first month, then you could reasonably estimate $12,000 to $15,000 for this next year. So you kind of jot that down. You say, you know what? I've earned $1,000 in the last 30 days introducing coaching, and I think reasonably I could sustain that over the next year. So you may come across some income streams that may have reached their potential. You know, maybe you like, man, I've promoted this, I've talked about it, it's kind of capped out. Then that's fine. Just record that potential. But you also may see things that you're like, you know what? This has real potential because it represents 30% of my income and I've hardly ever talked about it. Record down what you think you will do in the next 12 months. And again, if this is getting to be a little bit confusing or how do I do that, we have everything listed out in the spreadsheet. You can grab that spreadsheet, bloggingyourpassion.com/131. Step five, record the needs. Now, this step is a game changer for your business. So once you've written down kind of your revenue targets for each income stream, now we're going to write down what you will need to do in order to make that happen. So let me use some examples. Maybe an example would be start an affiliate program for a product of yours. Maybe it's add an email sequence or an autoresponder about your online course to your welcome email sequence so more people hear about the course you have to sell. Maybe it is, I need to test out a Facebook ad to an existing product I have. Or maybe I need to create a new lead magnet to attract more people to my list. When you begin to put down, this is what I want to do, and you then look at how am I going to do that? What are the ways? What are the ideas? Let the ideas flow. Like, let them flow. Maybe you have a presence on Facebook or you have a Facebook group, but you've never really talked about your coaching. Then maybe that's something you need to test out. And then let me give you a bonus tip. Execute the plan. Once you've recorded all the things you need to do in order to grow these income streams, it's time to execute the plan. Now, I like to do this in form of 90-day goals. And generally what I'll do is I'll choose 3 to 5 projects that are my focus for the next 90 days. So the truth is, if you walk through this exercise, you're going to end up with 12 months of work when you do this exercise, but don't let it overwhelm you. Choose instead to tackle a few of the more important ones first. And I promise you, if you follow this exercise, you're going to gain the clarity and the confidence you need in order to grow your business to the next level. So again, if you'd like a copy of my spreadsheet, it's got all the numbers, the formulas in there, walks you through everything, just go to bloggingyourpassion.com/131. Use the numbers 131 and you can grab a copy of the spreadsheet and walk through this exercise. Well, that's it for this edition of the Blogging Your Passion podcast. Again, we're on a mission to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years. And we want you to be one of those 1,000. So subscribe to the blog, subscribe to the podcast, come join our mission. We want to help you any way we can. We've got the resources and the information to help you go to that next level. All right, until the next episode, go out there and blog your passion.